You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am, of course, Tom Pappert, filling in for Alex. Remember, I am encouraging everyone to watch Firepower tonight with Alex Jones, co-hosting with Will Johnson. They're going to be discussing the Trump rally. My guest for the rest of this segment is Patrick Howley. Patrick, of course, reporter for Epoch Times, National File, formerly Daily Caller, formerly Breitbart. Fantastic investigative reporter, one of the few real journalists who is still out there making waves. And Patrick, what I want to discuss in this segment, at least to start, is the situation that is ongoing over at Fox News. We've seen President Trump either late last night or early this morning come out and say Fox News is failing. They're going down the tubes. But oh well, I'm president. And we've seen Fox News pushing a poll, which I haven't had time to look into the numbers yet, but I am highly suspicious, saying that 41% of Republicans want President Trump to be impeached. Can you talk about the demise of this once popular conservative network?
Well, I was in the Fox News green room just the other day, Tom, even though I wasn't on the network because I'm not allowed to be on the network. I won't say what I was doing in the green room. I was doing a little opposition research. I happen to love Tucker Carlson. I think he's the best person on television by far, and up there with Rush Limbaugh in terms of somebody who I really respect, and I respect their point of view. Aside from him, Fox News is a travesty. The lobbyist, the Fox News lobbyist in Washington, D.C., is a former Joe Biden aide. Donna Brazile is basically running the show. It's ridiculous. The Murdoch sons have turned this into a globalist network, and it just goes to show, it proves that these big corporations are on the same side. I mean, these are leftist globalist corporations, and even though they have a conservative primetime lineup, they certainly don't support the nationalist agenda that President Donald Trump supports. And so that's why they're beginning to turn on him. It is so important for independent media outside of Fox News to rally right now and to support Trump as much as we can, because Fox News is not going to carry the ship.
I think you are absolutely right about that. I often say Fox News has maybe 2 hours total of good programming a day. Sean Hannity tries his best, but you can tell that the producers there have beaten that man down. There's rumors that he is not going to renew his contract in 2022, so maybe half of his show is good. Same with Laura Ingraham. You can tell she's trying her best, but she already had one attempt to get her off the air by attacking her advertiser, so maybe half of her show is good. But Tucker is one of the few people out there who is completely on point alongside Alex Jones, and as you said, Rush Limbaugh. I wonder, and I think you've talked about this publicly, but I understand if you don't want to go into detail. Fox News has repeatedly put the kibosh on stories that you have written. They have, in a way, stolen from you. Can you talk about some of the behavior that you have witnessed firsthand from Fox News? Are you comfortable with that?
Fox News is a completely vindictive enterprise that for years has ripped off my work. They won't have me on anymore. They don't know what I'm going to say, and everything has to be scripted and it has to go through the Koch brother, sausage factory. But they take my work, they talk about it on the air constantly, and I'm happy they do, but very, very rarely do they ever cite it. And in fact, sometimes they will outright lie and say that some other publication did it. It is ridiculous. Everybody who works in this business knows that Fox News is a vindictive operation. If you're on their bad list, they stomp on you as much as they possibly can. They rub it in your face. They are bad, bad people to other people in the business.
You know, you are really onto something there. And I just have to say, for some background info, when Alex called me to host the show, he said, have on whoever you want. It'll be a great show. Anyone you want. And so I thought, let's get Patrick, let's get some other folks, and let's have a fun show. Now, at Fox News, it doesn't happen that way. You and I have a colleague, or former colleague at least, Patrick, who repeatedly has been told, you're going to appear on this broadcast at this time, get in the studio, get your suit and tie on, and be ready, only for at the last possible second, the rug to be pulled up by a senior Fox News producer who then says, never mind, you're not allowed to appear on that broadcast. You're not allowed on our network. But stay tuned, because we're going to have we're going to do the same thing to you. We're going to tell you that you might appear, you might not. It's a really disgusting thing that's happened to Fox News. Tucker is having to fight for every single segment he airs. Every single guest he brings on has to go through 15 different levels of screening. So, Patrick, later on in the show, we're going to be talking about the situation in Turkey and what's happening with the withdrawal. I think you and I are both very pleased to see the troops finally starting to remove from Middle Eastern sandboxes. But of course, there's a report today saying that Turkey's dictator, is really what he is, Erdogan, is threatening to send Syrian refugees to Europe. And Patrick, I'm sure you know, as well as the viewers, he's been threatening this for years. Anytime this little dictator of Turkey wants to get his way, he goes out and he says, well, if you don't let me have what I want, then we're going to send millions of Syrian quote unquote refugees into the European Union, and we will destroy the European Union with mass migration. So now he is saying if any NATO allies try to label what he is doing to the Kurds and what he is doing in Syria as an occupation, he will release the migrants. I almost wonder if this is not a brilliant move on behalf of President Trump, because he's been threatening this for years and it has yet to happen. Can you share your thoughts on what President Trump's withdrawal, what is the move behind the move, so to speak?
Trump is shaking the global power structure. You mentioned Turkey being a NATO ally, whatever that means. It means basically if Turkey gets attacked, then the United States has to, you know, go and defend Turkey, even though these people don't pay us a whole lot of money. The fact that Trump is standing up to the war machine is the most significant part of his presidency. It is the area in which he's having the most impact. He's kept us out of a big Iraq-style war with Iran. As soon as another president gets in there, we're going to be in Iran in 2 seconds. Everybody knows that. Because the entire political class, the system, they need their billions of dollars, they need their $1 trillion from the taxpayers to hand out to defense contractors for another long, pointless war like we had in Iraq. They need to confuse people. They need to break this country. China, by the way, loves these endless wars. They want America to go over to the Middle East and spend all of our treasure and all of our lives and all of our humanity over there. It's absolutely ridiculous. And you want to talk about Fox News? This just goes to show that there's really no such thing as conservative or liberal, because the conservative agenda, they would have you think, is about going over there and starting constant war in that country, in the Middle East, right? That's national security. That's John McCain. That's the Republican Party. The right versus left paradigm is nonsense. There's a war machine. There's a swamp. There are bad people who profiteer off of horrible things, human trafficking, human slavery. Okay. And those people are in charge. And the real people, the decent people in this world, need to stand up to it.
I think that that is a perfect description of what's happening. It's the uniparty in this country. There is no left versus white. There, right. There is human liberty versus tyranny. That's what it comes down to. So, Patrick, we've got about 2.5 minutes left. Tell us some of the stories that keep or where people should keep an eye out on. And obviously, we don't want to spoil anything, but tell us maybe some of the stories you've got coming down the line and where to find them.
I'm paying attention to the Tea Party protests today at every single lawmaker's office. I think the impeachment effort by the Democrats is circling the drain. I'm going to stay on that. I'm also going to stay on Child Protective Services, which has a financial incentive, thanks to the Clintons, to go around and take kids out of their homes, put them into the foster care system where they're exposed to human trafficking. And I just got off the phone with a state senator in Arizona who's now championing that issue and saying that he believes CPS is linked to human trafficking. So big progress on that front.
Fantastic. And Patrick, tell us, where can people follow you on social media? Where can they read your articles?
Follow me at Howley Reporter, H-O-W-L-E-Y, Howley Reporter, all one word, on Twitter. And I put the articles out there. I write for the Epoch Times. And writing for you people is really the great joy of my life. And I'm very grateful to be on the show and to be able to get these articles out there.
Well, Patrick, thank you so much for coming on. You, Alex Jones said it, and I agree. You are a legend in this field. You have been breaking news. You are, in many, many ways, responsible for getting President Trump elected. Some other time, we can go into the long story of how you completely destroyed the narrative and forced Breitbart to become a pro-Trump publication. A lot of people don't know this. Before Patrick Halley, Breitbart was squarely in the corner of Senator Ted Cruz, who was running for president in 2016. Patrick is truly a national treasure. And Patrick, I want to say one more time, thank you so much for appearing on this broadcast.
You're the man, Tom. Keep going.
Thank you, Patrick. So you are watching The Alex Jones Show. When we come back in the next hour, maybe not right when we come back, we're going to have two clips from Alex Jones that we will be airing. So do not go away. When we come back, Alex will be here delivering some remarks. I also want to remind you one more time, tune into Firepower tonight, because we are going to have Alex Jones live in studio manning shotgun for the Trump rally. Coming up in the rest of the show, we're going to have Louis Huey, who is going to talk about social media censorship as well as Drag Queen Story Hour. Later on in the show, I'll have Will Johnson there in the studio in Austin, Texas. So you are watching The Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert. We'll be right back after this break.
We are working with Silicon Valley to make you behave yourself. Once we have full control, we send you to re-education camp like we do our people when they talk back to the party. Whatever you do, do not visit band.video. Band.video is evil Americans whom Silicon Valley is teaching to shut up, like China do. Hey, I told you, don't go to band.video. I'm watching you. Our system has been adopted worldwide. Soon, we will kill you if you don't do what we say. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit man.video or I have to hurt you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Live from Austin, Texas. Broadcasting it's worldwide. Alex Jones. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the There are no Twitter repercussions. Most Americans are adult enough, unfortunately, in my opinion. opinion.
This
to
is,
continue to watch
I would
basketball
say
and other sports
no,
if you've been following
tease,
along. You know that Alex Jones
whether or not
was
they
banned the
over
same
a year
can.
Ago.
Support.
Because
however,
he was
when it
a
comes
threat
to the Chinese Communist
Empire,
World Order,
now,
as Alex Jones frequently says,
shut the Communist Chinese own our movies
of
tearing down banners, tearing down the production studios,
painting over
signs, anything they can do.
It doesn't even matter.
Spikes in the NBA because they are China.
And
accepts a handle on the movie collectivist narrative.
Let's go
and
back to that
movie
clip
to get
and
into
see
China
the pushback
from a man
have
who also admits
Chinese communist
the almighty yen.
So
let's
go
back
a special
clip.
Message
in
from Fentanyl, the Chicom is ragging. Let's go ahead and air that about how the NBA is capitulating and how it is serving our master Xi Jinping. Let's air that video.
Steve Kerr, Greg Popovich, LeBron, whoever it is, myself, you, whoever it is, that's in our backyard. This is not our backyard. That's one. Two is
get your money.
Two is that 600 million people watching Chinese that's over in China's watching NBA basketball. 600 million. Wait, 200 million more than America. So you now what you're doing is you're biting their hands and feeding them. So first of all, stay away from that. Stay away from it. Because if you're so gung ho, your name will be with Steve Kerr and Greg Popovich when it comes to what's in America. Do you tweet a lot of those
things? That clip right there. That is honesty from NBA analysts. These people are very popular when it comes to sports entertainment and sports analysis programming. And both of them, one criticizing and the other endorsing, admit this whole scandal over China is about courting the communist Chinese so you can get your money. It's a disgusting state of affairs in the United States where you have virtually every single corporation, I guess, South Park excluded. Saying whatever the Chinese Communist Party wants is our bottom line. You can't talk about homosexuality. You can't talk about organ transplants. You can't talk about disappearances. You can't talk about surveillance. You can't talk about human freedom, democracy, liberty, anything. Because that goes against our new communist Chinese paymasters. Brought to you, of course, by the deep state, who for decades have been betting that the Chinese would be the new creators in the 21st century. And only now, under President Trump with Paris, with everything else he's trying to do to bring China in line, only now are they starting to struggle. There's been numerous reports that they may finally have an inflation. They may finally have a recession. Only in the age of President Trump. And meanwhile, these people hate President Trump. I'm beginning to wonder, and I think it's not too far-fetched, whether or not these professional sporting events, whether or not they loathe President Trump because of their love of the communist Chinese dollar. Communist China, they don't like President Trump. They don't like the NBA now either. It's really an unprecedented series of events where you have virtually every single major American company coming out in support of the Chinese communist empire over human liberty. That's what this is. It's not them over us or us over them. It's do you want to live as a free human being or do you want to be an ant in the giant collective? And Xi Jinping, your queen ant. That, of course, was fentanyl, the Chicom dragon.
You can view
the whole series
on
banned.news.
We need to do a quick plug because
let me tell you, every single last joke in that video is absolutely spot on.
Black Friday
at this point, the Chinese Communist Party 50% off site-wide at InfoWarsStore.com.
They're involved in concentration camps or an ethnic minority.
Everything must go.
Murder of Hong Kong protesters.
You can get anywhere protesters to 70%
wearing projectors on their face
to block out their face with lights so they can be seen.
They paint their face like
absolutely vital to
so the Chinese surveillance state
the next millions of cameras on every street corner
InfoWarsStore.com
the country
amazing
identify who is
Shield X3
and what's more important
the point that Alex brings up constantly is this
and I know Alex says the X2 is better if you look at the ingredients
in the United States
let me tell you folks the Survival Shield X3
was alive
when Alex Jones was a very young man
you don't even know you're taking a supplement it tastes like you're drinking mash
Chinese,
we would
360 immune
our ideology
of democracy and human liberty.
70%
off.
Five decades later,
which is a fantastic
see what's happening.
It's the exact opposite.
Survival
Shield
exported collectivism to our
60%
along with their cheap Chinese
manufactured
ultimate fish and grill oil.
They have 25% off super silver
totalitarianism and censorship.
The past couple weeks, a fan of the show bought me a bottle or bought me a tube.
Are now doing the bidding of the communist Chinese,
and now we're selling out beyond that. The NBA
of the mass media,
too.
We have
make sure to get it wood
while in the pocket of the communist Chinese.
When we come back, we're going to have
somebody who's just trying to make a buck.
Yes, of course, it is vital
exactly the depravity
that
going into the next year.
I mean,
make sure there are reserves in the account.
This is all about
Chinese communist threat.
600 million
Chinese.
Perhaps they can ban
video.
Perhaps they can ban
social justice or caring about liberty or caring about anything else.
These are
considerations
is getting
the communist
life-changing money.
Every broadcast I do, whether it's right here on the Alex Jones Show or on Firepower.
Not only that, they can write, of course, maybe at newswars.com.
Superman Vitality or Alex Band
has been booted from a Philadelphia NBA game for supplying
the fight
in InfoWarsStore.com.
This is the Alex Jones Show.
His wife,
make sure to dread
Stacey Hawk,
Patrick Howley,
and three epic times
in National Night's Game
to
the Sixers.
After this and the great
Shanghai Nicolini
Lions
are doing Chinese Basketball Association.
Listen to me.
You don't know me and will never know me.
I had a problem with the
government.
I drank and used to party
a little too much
until it got out of control
and almost ruined my life.
I realized
I needed help to fix my problem
before
the NBA is not a political organization.
You tried to fix your drinking and drugs problem.
It's a political organization
for the communist
Chinese. You need to call the National Treatment Advisors.
You have the NFL a few years ago.
They had their
kneeling
program
to replace your old habits with new habits
and totally change your life.
And
if you have
PPO
private health insurance,
shut the
entire program may be
resolved.
Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse.
Get clean.
Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740.
That's 800-506-6740.
We'll be right back after this short break.
I'm very excited to bring you Vaso Beefs. I've been wanting a beef formula for years because they're popular, they're bestsellers, because people like them and they really work. It's on record that beets are good for healthy liver, help support athletic performance, supports healthy blood vessels, the list goes on and on. Cardiovascular and heart health supports one of the biggest, what's called Vaso Beefs, help support the body's natural nitric oxide production. Ooh, that is the biggie. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Vaso Beefs is a concentrated meat extract. You'd have to eat a lot of beets to get what you get in each dropper full of this. Take it under the tongue so you absorb it into your bloodstream. Get Vaso Beefs today, our latest product, at InfoWarsLife.com and take care of yourself, take care of your family. It's great for all ages and support the InfoWar in the face of the globalist. Vaso Beefs at InfoWarsLife.com. And right now, we're running a special 50% off on Vaso Beefs with free shipping and double Patriot points.
My friends, I've seen
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.